Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
If you like to watch falling stars, the next month and a half is a good time to see them. That's because the Lyrids meteor shower will start soon, and it overlaps with the Eta Aquarius meteor shower. Between the two, the show will run to the end of May. The Lyrids meteor shower runs annually from April 16th to the 25th. The peak viewing period will come on the evening of April 22nd and early morning hours of the 23rd, with perhaps 20 or so meteors per hour. We're coming up on a full moon on April 23rd, so the moon's going to interfere with some of the fainter meteors, but if the sky is clear, it'll certainly be worth checking out occasionally. Like many other meteor showers, the Lyrids are named because the meteors appear to originate out of the constellation Lyra, or the Lyre. But meteors may be observed almost anywhere overhead. The Lyrids have the reputation for providing long trails, which may last for several seconds. They're also known for their outbursts, which may produce over 100 meteors an hour. The reason for these outbursts is unknown, but with a potentially impressive show like that, it's well worth checking out occasionally. The Lyrids are caused by material from Comet Thatcher. You may recall that comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. They're often described as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. When they pass near the sun, the heat causes them to shed ice and particles. The particles, mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock, create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. From the Earth, they're seen as falling stars, or more accurately, meteors. In addition to the Lyrids, the Eta Aquarius meteor shower will overlap with the Lyrids. The Eta Aquarius meteor shower will begin on April 19th and run through May 28th. The peak viewing period for the Eta Aquarius will be the night of May 6th and early morning hours of the 7th, with perhaps 30 meteors per hour. We're heading to a new moon on May 8th, so with the help of a clear sky, the viewing could be excellent. The Eta Aquarius are caused by particles shed from the well-known Halley's Comet. Halley's Comet has a 75 to 76-year orbit. It made its last pass by Earth in 1986. The next opportunity to view the comet will come in 2061. So make a point to check out the nighttime sky occasionally from now until May 28th. These two meteor showers will be putting on their annual show, and all you have to do is step outside to take it in. Enjoy the show. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.